Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, Jordan Harbinger here from The Art of Charm. Welcome to Minisode Monday. This is where we give you something quick and actionable for you to kick off the week that'll make you more magnetic and effective. If you will, it's your weekly shot of personal development espresso, and we can all use a shot of something on a Monday. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, or 5 a.m. somewhere, or however that expression goes. Now look, we've learned from a lot of the brain scientists that we've had on the show that our brain communicates to our conscious mind using emotions. In other words, our brain from our subconscious mind communicates to our conscious mind, the one that's talking to you right now, as well, besides me, using emotions. This means that every emotion that we feel is an attempt by our brain or subconscious mind to communicate with our conscious mind. I know that I sound repetitive, but I want that to sink in. Otherwise, this doesn't make any sense. So try and stay with me here because this does sound a little bit woo-woo, but it is actually really simple. Now, one side of our brain doesn't use language to create a voice in our head, so it uses feelings instead. Got it? Good. Since we know that feelings and emotions is just our brain trying to communicate with our conscious self, that means that unless our brain isn't acting in its own interest, and by the way, it is, evolution has seen to that, that means that every emotion, no matter how unpleasant or how negative, every emotion has a positive intent. For example, a friend of mine was feeling sad because a relative had passed away. Totally logical. Later, when we were talking, I realized that she was the type of person that was always taking care of others. So it seemed like the reason she was sad was that she was taking care of somebody who had passed away. But really, when we started to examine the positive intent of her sadness, we realized that her becoming so sad was one of the only ways in which she could find a measure of love and care for herself in the midst of a crisis when she would normally be taking care of everyone around her. So in this way, her sadness, which normally you'd think, oh, that's negative, sadness is bad, this served a benefit and it had a positive function despite being a negative emotion on the face of things. In other words, she wouldn't have taken care of herself if she didn't feel sad because she would have defaulted to her normal behavior, which is taking care of others and sacrificing herself. So this week, anytime you have a negative emotion, and that seems, or some sort of feeling that seems negative in any way, stop for a second and think what the positive intent might be. What is the intent of your brain? What is your subconscious brain doing? What is your brain or your subconscious mind trying to communicate with you? And only once we determine the positive intent can we take the proper actions to take care of ourselves in the situation at hand and truly process those emotions. I know this seems a little complex. It seems a little out there. Re-listen to this. I promise you it's a simple concept and it's very, very useful. And let me know how this goes over the next few weeks and the next few months, of course, as you integrate this into your life. Tweet me at The Art of Charm and let me know how this is working out for you. And don't forget about the Art of Charm Challenge. It'll help you connect better with others. It's loaded with stuff just like this in practical terms. You know, we're in there coaching you on the Facebook group as well. You can get into that by going to theartofcharm.com/challenge. It's free. It's unisex. That's the whole point. It's just to get the ball rolling, moving forward. Or you can text AOC to 38470. So text AOC to 38470 or go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and we'll see you in there. Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Now have a great week.